I've been referring to something known as the Institutional Review Board, or the IRB, okay? And this is something that's present at every university. Schools and things should have something that functions in this capacity. They may not call it that. But what we're talking about is a board that sits over an entity that does research, that looks at all the research to make sure that it meets the guidelines. So at USF, if you go to the homepage and go to research and then check on research compliance, okay, that's where you're going to find the Institutional Review Board, okay? All institutions that receive federally funded monies have one, okay? So, you know, private clinics maybe don't, okay, because they're not getting money for the federal government, but anything else that does will have an Institutional Review Board, okay? Their goal is to approve research protocols and the consent process before the research can begin. So I have to tell them what I'm going to do, and I have to show them my consent form, and they have to judge whether I've taken the rights of the individuals into account. This applies to thesis, ADP, or the audiology doctoral projects, dissertation, and then we used to have something called a thesis alternative, but this could be any kind of research projects that you do as a senior honors thesis, anything like that, it's going to apply to it. We got to get it checked out. The board typically consists of 5 members. At least one has to be from outside the institution. That way there's no conflict of interest. They're the ones that are kind of there monitoring, making sure that we're not hiding something within the institution.